It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. One of the things I love most about the West is the ample opportunity to observe beautiful colors in the sky. There's just so much more out here to look overhead for, it seems. Certainly at night, the relative lack of urban sprawl and the relatively low levels of light pollution from street lamps and houses means even town dwellers still get to see far more of our solar system and galaxy than people in more populous areas. But even in broad daylight, we have the vast horizons and right combination of atmospheric conditions to allow us to witness a whole palette of colorful optical effects that can be dashed across the sky canvas at any moment. For instance, the interplay of sunlight and water droplets or ice crystals in the air can produce such ethereal effects as halos and glories, sundogs, circumzenithal arcs, coronas, and iridescent clouds. Some of the most common effects are the bright halos you've probably noticed from time to time encircling the sun or full moon. These can occur whenever there are high-altitude cirrus clouds nearby. Sun and moon halos are the result of light refracted, or bent, by tiny, six-sided ice crystals tumbling around in the wispy cirrus clouds. These crystals act as prisms, causing each wavelength of light to deviate somewhat from its original path and spread white light into the different colors of the spectrum. Frequently, these halos appear to have a reddish inner band that merges into a yellow band and then into a general white band where all the colors overlap again. As common as halos are sundogs, also called false or mock suns. These are produced by flat, plate-shaped ice crystals that refract light to an observer from the sides of a halo rather than from the top or bottom. When the sun is low, sundogs appear as bright spots right on the halo. The higher the sun, the farther out the sundogs drift, but always at the same altitude as the sun. Sometimes a wisp of lower cloud will drift by one of these positions and burst into glowing red, yellow, and blue hues like a patch of rainbow, colors so rich they almost look fake. Of course, no one forgets the sight of a brilliant rainbow arching across the landscape on the heels of a passing rainstorm. Rainbows are caused by light being both refracted and reflected inside spherical water drops, which split ordinary light into its constituent colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. These little water lenses deflect light of each color to a greater or lesser degree, depending on its wavelength. The longer wavelengths of red light are bent the least, and so always appear on the outer edge of a rainbow. To see rainbows, the sun has to be 42 degrees or lower in the sky. For reference, the span of your open hand at arm's length covers roughly 20 degrees. The lower the sun, the higher the rainbow will appear, always in the direction of your shadow. In addition to the primary rainbow, at least a trace of a secondary one nearly always occurs slightly higher in the sky, broader, dimmer, and with the colors reversed as the result of a secondary reflection inside water drops. A single rainbow can change colors as you watch it, or it can show different patterns in different places along its arc. Each color's relative strength depends on the size of the particular raindrops along your particular line of sight. Large drops emphasize the red and green. Smaller drops cause the blue-violet colors to predominate. Because everyone sees a rainbow from a slightly different perspective, no two people ever see exactly the same one. Rainbows can be found in fog, in morning dew, in the spray of fountains and waterfalls and lawn sprinklers, in spiders' webs, even reflected in large bodies of calm water, though no rainbow may be visible overhead. Swimmers can sometimes see a different one with each eye as they break the water's surface. But remember, all these strange and wonderful lights in the sky, and many more besides, are merely tricks of thin air. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. If you have an observation about the natural world that you'd like to share on the radio, contact the Nature Center for information about writing a field note of your own. Call 327-0405 to find out more, or visit us on the web at www.montananaturalist.org.